Okay, let's at least set up this, I guess. So, following on what we just saw. So, after the Gemara had set out the Isser of the Mitzvah of Le'akdume, so the Gemara continues. Let's go back a few lines. Let's just sort of, just to have the flow. So, let's go back to the two lines from the top of Lamed Chet Amud Beis. Where the Gemara had said, "Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Shechitzer Mitzvah V'asa Mitzvah My Chitzer Mitzvah Lo Mitzvah Min Amukar." But that was what we had said. That if you do it out of order, so you miss doing the best mitzvah. The Gemara said, "Hatenach Lava on Deino Ma'akevet Atchelat Chelat Deino Ma'akevet and Alava on Ma'ihi." So the Gemara had said, "Remember, the way we got into this was that how do we get into this?" The Mishnah says, "Tchelat in Ma'akev Lavan, Lavan in Ma'akev Atchelat." The Gemara said, "But what about Rebbe thinks it is?" So the Gemara says, it means something else. But the problem is that there are two phrases you need to explain. One is Lavan Eino Makev at Tchela. The other is Tchela Eino Makev at Alavan. So the Gemara says, okay.
Why can't they both be the same?
They could, but if you remember, he seems to think that, right, the Gemara was under the assumption that it's only Lavan that you're not Yotze, not Tchela. Remember, that was the way Rashi understood the sugya. And we tried to justify why that would be the case. Maybe because the Tchela is only the Korech or something like that. So Amar Ami Bar Chama Lo Nizkal Talit Shikula Tchelet. It's needed for a case in which you have a beged, you have a piece of clothing that is completely tchelet, and in such a case, so what's the point? In that case, what?
In that case, then you have any other color.
Tzei Mar Nami, Reza Amar Le Levi Lishmuel Ariyoch Lo Tidev Akarach Mavajli Lo Milta Atchelat Makevet Allah Fan Rolam Makevet Atchelat Ma'hi. It said there was actually a story where someone apparently this mission was really what bothered him so much. He said you aren't allowed to sit down until you explain to me this phrase. And Amar Le Unizkal Sadin Betitit the Mitzvah Lachdume Lo Van Bereisha. So the my taima, the halacha is right. This is coming to you. Sadin b'tzitzit. The mitzvah lakdume. Right, you put the white first. Now the Gemara says my taima. Yeah. Hakanaf.
It's not number one. It's not an insert put on.
Min kanaf. So what does that mean?
When the pasuk says the word hakanaf, it has to. It's talking about from has to be the same
something, right? Something has to be the same, right? Something has to be the same. The actim tchelet lelavan lit lanba, but he put tchelet first. It is not a problem. So tenach lavan dena makev dat tchelet. So now we're back to where we were. So lavan does not prevent the tchelet from being. You would say tchelet dena makev dat lavan mahi.
Why do they automatically assume the color has to be the same?
That's what we're gonna see. So the Gemara says, Amar. So the Gemara says what it means is that only in a unique case, namely where the beged is completely tchelet, so then it's a mitzvah to put the tchelet first. The octim lavan bereisha, but if you put the white first, litlan ba. But if you put the white, is not a problem. So therefore, in the end of the day, the Gemara at this stage says that in fact tchelet makavet lavan and lavan makavet tchelet mean the same thing, depending on whether the beged is lavan or tchelet. If it's lavan, then you should put white first. But if you don't, it's fine. And if it's kulot tchelet, then you should put tchelet first. But it's not makavet amar Rava midi tziva kagarem. The Gemara then rejects this and says, what are you talking about? This has nothing to do with it. Why does color change? Does color cause anything? And Rashi says, "Afilu kula tchelet nami mitzvah l'aktiv lavan l'tchel hovarov talitot levanot hein lavan kagarim." And Rashi says that since most talitot are white, white always comes first. And that's why it says it in this order. Okay? But in the middle of this, the Gemara introduces this principle called Min Kanaf. What? I thought I brought. It's fine. Okay. So.
There's an extra here.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So what I want to do is try to understand this halacha of min kanaf. So before we do that, we need to see the Gemara on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara on Mem Aleph Amud Beis also introduces this principle. So the Gemara there says, Tana Rabbana. Who wants to take it?
Tali Chakula Taylet, Kobine Tivonin, Potrigba, Kutzmikale Ela. So a Tali that is completely Taylet. So any color is allowed except for Kale Ela.
Right, which is that indigo thing. Yeah.
So Metive. Talit in Paterba, Elamina. So, a Talit, you're not Pater except with its own, with the same kind, with the same color. Or the same thing.
Good. This is going to be the ambiguity. Is that it means except its own, but it's not clear what that is.
Yeah.
You just, right, one possibility is color, one possibility is. Another possibility is material. Good.
Rashi says color.
Rashi! Hold the thought.
Oh, sorry.
Hold the thought.
Ah, who's Rashi?
Okay, go.
Talit shekula tchelet, nevi tchelet. If it's a talit that is completely tchelet, you bring all tchelet.
Vidavar acher and something else.
Vidavar acher v'toleb
and hang it on the beged.
V'kalei ilan lo yavi, but you should have kalei ilan. V'im hevi kasher. If you do use kalei ilan, it's kasher. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak lo kasher. So it's not only kan b'talit b'atar b'achutin kan b'talit b'shman achutin. So there it's a talit that is 4 strings versus 8 strings. Shmat mina matir ni beged le beged. So does that mean that the permissibility differs from depending on the beged? So Dilma Diyavad. So maybe it's only Bidiyavad.
Right. Okay, good. Now, in both Sugyot, you have this, right, this halacha that is mentioned of min kanaf, or mina. And the question is, what is this principle, right? What does it mean that there's something? The Gemara never explains exactly what it means. What does it mean that the baguette has to be of the same something as the tzitzit? What is that rule? So, good. What does Rashi say? Thank you. Gavi, what does Rashi say?
So Rashi says that it's the color.
Good. Where does Rashi say it?
Im aduma hi yatil ba shnei chutin adumim, shnei chutin tchelet v'chein shar gavnim.
Right. So Rashi says that the issue here is that min kinaf, and that's what the Gemara is introducing, is this principle of color similarity between the beged and the tzitzit. Now that's a bit weird because in the Gemara in Lamed Chet, what was the problem that the Gemara seems to
reject
that? Right, the Gemara didn't like this. Midi tziva kagarem. Right, does color change anything? But how did Rashi understand there that? Rashi said, but how did Rashi understand it? Right? Doesn't the Gemara say color doesn't matter? And that's not what Min Kanaf is about? So what did Rashi say in Lamed Chet? Rashi had said, Right, Rashi just said that means not that it's not true that the strings have to be the color of the baguette, it's that when it comes to the order of a baguette, you still put the lavan first, and therefore color doesn't affect that halacha. But that's how Rashi understood it. But he thinks that in fact this halacha min kanaf or mina is that the color of the beged, the color of the clothing has to match, or other way around, the color of the string has to match the color of the beged. Now, we should be very careful. Which strings have to match the color of the beged?
The first one. Or the lavan.
Thank you. The lavan. Right? Obviously, tchelet doesn't, because tchelet is tchelet. And as we've seen, lavan probably... Right? Lavan... We'll see whether this is true as we go through the sugya, but lavan likely means...
Just a keyword for any other...
Right, any other... Although, we'll see. Not everyone agrees with that. The Ramah is not going to agree with that. But the simplest understanding found in Rav Rishonim is that lavan simply means not tchelet. And what Rashi introduces is, yeah, lavan doesn't mean white. Lavan means the color of the beged, which for most begadim is white, but not for all begadim.
You still wear white all day.
Now, does... So, there's a few points here, okay? One is, why would this be true? Is it ma'akev? What's the halacha? So, does Tosfos agree with Rashi?
No.
Tosfos doesn't love it, right? Tosfos says... Who wants to read Tosfos? Daniel? Either one?
Does Daniel want to read Tosfos?
Yes, he does.
He does.
It's not a long Tosfos.
A Muvad?
Ain.
Ain Pater, let me know. Perish be Kuntris. Im Aduma he Yatil ba Shne Futim. Adumim the Tema Mide la
Mide, right? The Tema Mide Tsiva Kagarem. And what's his question?
Same question.
It's his question in the Gemara, which is, does color matter? Now remember, Rashi understood that differently in the Gemara. But Tosfos is borrowing it and saying, no. I mean, how did Rashi said that the question of Midei Tziva Kagarim was a question on the order? Does color affect the order? But he thought that color did affect Min Kenaf. How did Tosfos read the Kasha of the Gemara of Midei Tziva Kagarem? What? No, that's how Rashi understood it.
Does color
matter at all? Right? That was his... Right? The Gemara had a Hava Mina, maybe, that Min Kanaf meant...
The color,
and rejected it. So, now Tosfos has two options with Rashi. What can he do? He can either totally reject Rashi and say, you're just wrong, color doesn't matter. Or what can he do? He can half accept Rashi. Right? Or he could, I mean, look, he has three options. He can accept Rashi, reject Rashi, or half accept Rashi. Which of those options does he take?
Like, it's better not to, but you can.
Right, meaning, well, better to, but you don't have to. Right, what does he answer? I mean, according to Rashi, this seems to be a din in tzitzis. Right, that the beged, right, that's the definition of tzitzis, that the color of the tzitzit must match the beged. Tosu says that doesn't make any sense. The Gemara, as he understood it, said, Midei Tziva Kagarem means, not like Rashi says, that color doesn't affect the order, but color doesn't affect... the color of the beged doesn't affect the color of the string. So therefore, how does Tosfos understand this? He could reject Rashi, but he doesn't. What does he do?
He says that...
What's his next line? Come on. V'shema Midei Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Mishum Zei Levan Veyu. And he says, maybe, Rashi maybe thinks that it's a din in the definition of tzitzis. So maybe according to Rashi, it would be ma'akev even.
Right,
meaning it's definitional. What does Tosfos think? Tosfos thinks either it doesn't exist at all, or if it does exist...
It's hit or mitzvah.
It's only midin hit or mitzvah. What's hit or mitzvah?
Beautifying
mitzvah. Mitzvah.
Correct, right? The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel says, Ze eliv anvehu, I quote the Pasuk, which, what is it? So they say is, right? Hitna'e lifana b'mitzvot. And what's one of its examples? Talitna'e. Very good. Right? I mean, Tosfos didn't make it up. The Gemara said that there's a principle called Hidr mitzvah. Remember, we did Hidr mitzvah. Right? It says, make sure to do the mitzvah in a beautiful way. And one of the examples is Talitna'e. So how does Tosfos understand it? Then maybe what makes it nice is that there's a color scheme. Right? Like your red sweatshirt has red.
Right? Strings.
Tzitzis coming out of it? Right? Whatever those are called.
Drawstring.
Thank you. So it's nice, right? It's matching. So if you have a. if your sweatshirt was four-cornered and therefore not a very effective sweatshirt. You know, big holes on the sides here.
Yeah.
But whatever. And it had strings, so it would also be red, and it would keep the color scheme going. So Tozer says, to the extent that color matters...
Is that also subjective, though? Meaning...
Of course. Meaning,
at a certain
right, you
point,
could have
red, but... Maybe today it's better if
correct. You could
blue.
Have, I don't know, subject, but you could have argued on this and saying, I don't understand why this would be beautiful, right? Maybe contrasting color scheme. And we all know you could do one color scheme,
depends,
or
meaning it depends on the person,
right? You could do red and white. You could do red and white and be Canadian, right? Yeah. It'd be very Canadian there, or white and red. You know, white sweatshirts often have different colored drawstrings. It gives you a little bit of color. Right, you could do blue and white. You could do, I mean, that is already your tchilet and your lafan. That is the color scheme here, but and that is going to be a, you know, that's a kasha in Tosa, which is okay. I mean, Tosa isn't convinced by this halacha. It sounds like, so he says, well, maybe if it's true because of beauty. The problem, obviously, is like Daniel says, which is okay. If you want to say that it actually has to be the same color from some fundamental halacha, I can buy it or not buy it, but. To say that it's more beautiful, I mean, maybe yes, maybe no. Okay, in a chanami. Now, why would you say, why might Rashi say what he says? I mean, what would be the svara to say that they do have to be the same color?
Because he holds us a din in the instance.
Yeah, okay, good. I mean, that's clear. But what, so now let's push it a little bit farther. And what might, what does it mean? Like, why is it a din in sitzis? Like, Tosros, my problem on Tosros is very prosaic, right? Which is, who says it's more beautiful? Maybe it's not, but that's one of those things. Al tam v'reach ein lehitvakeach, right? Like, you know what that phrase means? It's a Hebrew phrase. It means right. Al tam v'reach, which means about taste or smell, ein lehitvakeach. You can't argue. But you can't say, oh, it tastes better, it tastes worse. No, like you like it, you don't like it, fine. So the argument you can have at Tosfos is, well, you think it's more beautiful. I think it's less beautiful. I like contrasting color schemes. You like the same color? Fine. You know, you want your room to be totally pink from top, you know, floor to ceiling. I think that's overwhelming. But, okay, you know, in a chanami. But according to Rashi, why would you say, what do you think? What can you say to din and sitzis? I think it's right, but what does it mean to din and sitzis, other Daniel? What would it mean? Like, what would lead Rashi to think it? I mean, what's he really getting at? Right, it's not about beauty. It's something more fundamental. So what is that more fundamental thing?
Doing the actual mitzvah.
No, but what is it? Why? Like, where does it come from? What's the yisod? Yeah, but so what's he getting at? What's the din? I mean, it's hard to pin down. He doesn't explain so much, but what must he think?
That when it says, like, the corner of the garment, it means literally, like, the color of the garment.
Yeah, I think that he's going to have to say something like that, that the nature of tzitzis is that it's an extension of the beged.
Right.
Right, that's what it is. And the way you make something the extension of the beged is by making it the same material, the same color, the same... It's integrated.
Right.
Even up to and including the colors. You know, it's like, let's say you had a shirt and you weren't living in 20. Right, nowadays, right, you have a shirt, it gets dirty, you know, you know, it gets a stain on it, you throw it out. You know, it gets a rip, you throw it out. It gets some soot on it, you know, you throw it out. It smells like smoke, you throw it out, you know, whatever, right? The insurance tells you, you know, it's a write-off. But, in the, you know, obviously, when people only had one shirt, and it was very expensive, so what did you do?
Fixed it.
You patched it up. And, you know, what was the difference between a patch that looked pathetic and poor and a patch that looked not...
Either you had the same material or...
Correct, right? If you want to do a good job, you find the same material, you sew it up... You actually fix the baguette. But like in all the old movies, when you see poor people from like the 1800s, how can you tell? Because they have tears in their clothing and it's patched up with whatever fabric happened to be around. And you know that's a later edition. Right? Like it look, yes, it's now integrated, but you know it's not really integrated. But if it's the same, right, you manage to get the same material, the same color, the same... It's integrated. I think that's what Rashi would be saying, is that maybe it's a din in the tzitzis that the tzitzis are supposed to be integrated into the beged, and part of that is color scheme. Let's look at Tosfos. Okay. you know, actually, hold that for a second. Who doesn't understand it this way?
Rambam.
Good. How does the Rambam understand it?
He understands it like Rashi.
No, he doesn't. What does Rashi? What does Rambam say?
The Rambam says.
No.
The Rambam.
What does the Rambam say?
He says that they could be any color unless it's blue. So and then if it's blue, if the bigot is blue, it should be black that resembles.
No, you're right. So, but it is. I mean, it's two halachos. So aleph. What does the Rambam say?
Oh, he says that it should be.
Let's read it. Wait. Have the Rambam. Let's read it inside. Pass me the. Right. So Rambam says. So in Aleph, the Rambam says, "Anaf she'osin al knava beged mina beged, hu anikra tzitzit." V'mnei shehu domel tzitzit arosh. I think if you read the Rambam carefully, he's saying what?
It's about material.
What Daniel says.
Yeah.
I mean, but just listen to what he says. I mean, yes. First, the Rambam says that what's min knaf? It's about material. But think about the lumdus of why it's like material. I mean, there's two questions, right? Let's read it carefully. Daniel, tell me if this sounds like what you were saying. Anaf sheosin al knaf ha-beged mimin ha-beged. The anaf, the tzitzit that you put on the corner of the beged, of the type of the beged, hu anikrat tzitzit. That's called tzitzit. Mipnei shu dome le tzitzit ha-rosh, because it looks like the fringes of your hair, shenamar kem tzitzit rochi. V'zeh ha-anaf, and this corner anikra lavan, v'neisha enanu metuvin l'tzavo, it's not white, it's white because you don't have to dye it, v'en l'chor anaf, minyan minat tzara. And I think, and the Rambam sort of hints at it, that it's min kanaf because, right, it's...
an extension.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Maybe it's... Again, I think this is the best, but in on bet chet, what does the Rambam say? Talachi kula aduma. Do you have a beged which is completely red? Oh, Yeruka, Mishar Tzivonim, or green, or anything else? Osin chote lavan shalak ein siva. So you make it the same color. Im Yeruka, Yerukin, Im Aduma, Adumin, Aitakul Atchel, Osin lavan shalak Mishar Tzivonim, Chutz Min Ashachor, Mnei Shanir Ketchelet. The only exception for both Rashi and the Rambam is...
Black.
A beged shekula tchelet.
Yeah.
Then you have to put white, and then
well,
just,
yeah.
Rambam says anything other than blue or
black
that resembles blue.
Right, I mean, nothing that resembles blue, right? Rashi says lavan, and Rambam says not tchelet or anything that resembles tchelet,
right?
Because it sounds like that according to the, right, it sounds like even though Rashi and the Rambam think that you need the same color as the
beged,
they still think that what.
It can't be the same if it's tchelet.
Meaning, the halach of tchelet tells you that it must be contrast. Yeah. And therefore, if you have a beged full of tchelet, then that breaks the rule.
But doesn't that also show that if in a certain case, specifically this one, where tchelet, right, you all your strings can't be blue because it doesn't separate tchelet from them, then doesn't that show that if not in every case, the color goes according to the beged, then it shouldn't necessarily go according to the beged, and it should just be white the whole time. Otherwise, if this was part of it, that the strings are the same color as the beged, then in every case, even when there's tchelet.
Maybe, right? Unless you...
Since there's a case that
there's two ways you could say it, right?
Like that,
there's two ways you could say it, right? You could either say that the fact that you need contrast overrides the obligation... Or what's the other way you could defend the Rambam and Rashi's position? There's a simpler way. I don't think this is what they actually say, but I think you could defend it a different way, which is how? Say that when you have, right, that you only ever need...
When you have tchelis.
The tchelis are the ones that are dome, right? The tchelis, right, it sort of flips.
And that's why you put them in first.
Right, or that's why, right, the Gemara plays with that, right? And the Gemara then rejects it. Now, the Ravid, by the way, here... on the Rambam, goes through the basic analysis that we said in terms of the flow of the Gemara, which is, how can you say that the color matters? Didn't the Gemara say the color doesn't matter? Kamash Malan. But no, it does matter. What it means, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter the order. Right? For the order, the color doesn't matter, but min kanaf is a halacha. So that's Rambam Rashi. Now Tosfot, we saw one Tosfot. Let's look at the Tosfot here, the longer one. and on Lamed Chen is Midei Tziva Kagarem. So he says, Mashma Sharotze Bekontras Lefaresh, Mishim Dekra Berov Talitot Irish, Shehin Levanod, Veinan Suo, Tchelet, Vechim Dechelva Kanaf Min Kanaf, Heavy Kiilu Kadav Vehedia, Tain Shnechu De Lavin Tchilava Kakar Til Tchelet. Rashi has this interesting position that since Rov Talitot are Lavan, that's why you always put Lavan first. And then Tchelet, Tzarach Lamar, Distam Talitot Shama Yugam Mishar Minim, De Rava. Dars the kamon mi'chdev haknaf min knaf the sharminim b'minam potrin. And he says you have to say that most of their talitot were also from other materials because Rava is the one who says later that min knaf means that they have to be from the same material. So Tosas notes that from later we learn from Rava that what everyone agrees to what point? Everyone agrees to one point that at least what does min knaf mean? The same material. Right? The question is whether it also means
the same color.
And that Tosos is not convinced of. Maybe Midin Zekeli van Vehu. The Rambam and Rashi both think that. Now I think in Lamdas,
it's not necessarily the same material.
No. That's clear. The Gemara says for sure.
But
with the exception of Tchelet, which is always on Semer and can be poked to everything else. But the Chutei Lavan have to be the same material.
The Lavan have to be the same
material. The same material, correct.
Okay.
Now.
This is Semer? This is Semer?
Yeah.
It's like really close.
So now.
Oh, now I see it.
Okay, guys. So what is that? So what does that tell us? Let's flesh this out. Why do you think that everybody agrees? Right? Tosos tends to believe that Min Kanaf just teaches you what? Midoraisa, that it's the same
material.
Why do you think that's true? Why do you think everyone agrees to that
point? Because if it's an extension of your beged, then
correct. That I think, yeah. Right, this makes a lot of sense. Meaning, if you think it's an extension of the beged, the fact it's made of the same material, that's a given.
Yeah.
The fact that it's a color, you could see the vikuach. Now, if you had to guess, why would you say that color matters and why would you say color doesn't matter? Right, what would lead you to go like a Tosus X direction, which is the only thing that matters is material and not color? One is the textual issue, is how do you understand the words Midei Tziva Kagarim? But Misvara, what would you say? Right, we've explained Rashi, but I didn't want to push it further. Why do you think Tosus doesn't really care about color, and to the extent that he cares about color, it's maybe only a beauty thing? Why does he think that? We already said it, because...
because color doesn't necessarily define...
Right, because sometimes you have a beged which has two colors, right? I mean, this has two colors, right? This has two colors. This is three colors.
Yeah.
Right, that happens. Meaning, maybe in certain times of history, people only had one color on their clothing, but Yosef didn't, right? Yosef had a multicolored coat, right? You know, like, it's not crazy. So there's a good svara to say. There's a good svara to say what? Like Tosvos, which is, I get it. The fact that the beged, that sitters have to be an extension of the beged, tells you what material. But color.
You can, if you're saying, oh, obviously we have instances of multicolored coats and they're multiple color, there are also pegas with more than one material.
Correct, you could. Right,
as long as it's not Shana's, then it can still happen.
It could happen.
So it's the
correct.
Same. It's the same.
Correct, but you can say normally, right, you can say that we base it on normally. Normally, begadim are made of the same material.
Not today.
The same. That's not true.
Everything's half cotton, half polyester.
First of all, let's be fair. Let's be fair. That when things say they're half cotton and half polyester, usually what that means is the whole thing is made of a mix of fabrics, not that the sleeve is made of cotton and the main thing is made of wool. That's not what it usually means.
Okay, but practically you can't make scissors that is a mix.
No, but
meaning if it has to be an extension, then it has to be the same.
No, when we say things are made of mixed fabrics, that means that the whole thing is made of mixed fabrics, but usually there's certain consistency, maybe not a hood, right? Maybe not, but that's exactly the point. A hood sometimes is made of a waterproof material; if the rest of it is not.
Yeah.
And then, but when you look at the beged, you say, "Is the hood part of it or not part of it?" Yes and no, right? Yes and no. And think about it: when you have a sweatshirt, is a sweatshirt hood more integrated into the beged than, like, the waterproof hood that comes out of like a thick coat, right? A thick coat that has like a thin... Yes, because you all know one of those looks integrated, one of them doesn't, right? So, yes, it's true. You can have a beggar that has multiple materials. But we all know that if it's made of one material, it looks more integrated.
Yeah. Okay.
When if it's made of different materials, but color is more borderline.
But practically, if... your shirt is made out of two materials, but all the same. So it's half cotton, half cotton, just mixed the whole time through. And your tits is an extension, so the tits has to be the same thing. How do you make tits that are half cotton and half...
Good. So we'll get to the question of tits later.
It means the beged has to be one material.
No, we'll get to that, because it's not clear that you're chayv in tits in a beged like that at all. Right? We have to get to that. We have to do the sugya of which types of materials you even chayv to put tits on. We haven't done that yet.
It's not just about four corners?
No. Right, certain types of materials are not chayv at all. There's a big question about this. Right? It's a big machlokas about cotton. It's a big machlokas. Not everyone thinks you have to put on cotton. And we'll see why.
If the pasuk doesn't specify material,
we'll get to it. This is in the Gemara. This is in the Gemara. We're not there yet. We'll get. We will get there.
The pasuk just says on any garment that you cover yourself with.
Okay, we'll get there.
Yeah, but there's torah shavu'ah.
We'll get there. Why are we jumping? So I think the fact that everybody agrees it has to be the same material, my guess is that's where it comes from. But that tzitzit are supposed to be an extension, they're supposed to be integrated to the same material. Color, yesh ladun. Tosfos is easy. Tosfos says, well, color doesn't define it. I think that's Tosfos svara simply. But what is why do you think Rashi and the Rambam think that color does define it? This is my guess, but why do you think that Rashi and Rambam, because Rashi and Rambam are just as smart as us, they're aware that a color can have that a piece of clothing can have two colors, can have five colors. Why do you think that they're convinced that by tzitzis there's a value to it being the same color? No, that's Tosfos. Tosfos thing is beauty. Rashi and Rambam think it's a din in the tzitzis. Why?
Maybe because it would have been easier for people.
I don't know if it's easier. I think there's
meaning if everyone, like the majority of people, can't afford multicolors, right? Because that's more expensive.
Not necessarily.
Then,
I don't know.
If your tits is a different color,
that's not a
then
fundamental.
You have to get
come
two
on.
Different fabrics.
I think there's a better answer to this. No. Yeah, but why do the thing Minkanav has to do with color? Come on, think. Why might you think Minkanav has to do with color? What would lead you to believe that?
Well, it doesn't specify that it's not.
Sure.
It doesn't lead...
But Tosfos takes it as a given that it's not, and you think that's what the Gemara says.
But if the kanaf is in a certain color, so the kind of the same color should be...
But why should color matter, right? Tosfos says, why should color matter? Rashi says, it does matter. Why?
Because it looks more uniform.
So?
Like, even if the...
So you could say...
The material...
Good. So you could say that Rashi and Rambam just think, look, in general, Beged looks more integrated if it's one color. I think there's something more here, though. What more might there be here? Come on.
So, if you just had the material and not the color, it's integrated, but not to the best extent. But
maybe,
color,
right? Correct. So you could
better,
say that. You could say that it's just an even more integrated, like Daniel's red on red. What? Okay, but come on. What? There might be something else. I'm not convinced of this, but maybe. What? Okay, I'll suggest something. You tell me whether you like it or not. It could be the reason Rashi and the Rambam think that color matters here to integrate is because the Torah tells you that color matters in tzitzis. This is not a random set of halachos. The whole halacha is that there is, right, once you know there must be tchelet, right, and there must be something which is not tchelet, then what does that mean?
The
Torah cares about colors. The color is part of the cheshbon. Meaning, they didn't say the color matters in a vacuum. It's not like they said, oh, color matters in menorah, right? Color matters in, right? They said color matters in an area of halacha where... The Torah tells you that color matters.
But it was
right. Everyone is
moda.
The Torah was being very specific.
Correct.
It doesn't say anything about
correct.
It, yeah.
And that's
okay,
right. So that's why you could quibble.
The idea that
that's what I'm saying. I'm just so I wonder. I can't prove this, but I wonder whether the reason that Rashi and the Rambam think that color matters in this context is because we know that once you say that color matters in the strings. So then, when I ask the question, what would it mean for the tzitzit to be integrated into the beged? Right, the way they would read it is, look, we care about the color of the strings, and we care about the tzitzit being integrated. So maybe, we also care that the color of the strings is integrated. Again, I can't prove it, But once the Gemara, once the Psukim introduced the notion that color matters, that at least opens the possibility that maybe color matters in other halachot besides for just the tzelet. Okay, I can't prove it, but I wonder whether that's what is driving Rashi and Rambam. It's not just this notion that they have to be integrated, but the notion that they have to be integrated, and in the context of tzitzis, not only is material important, but color is important, so maybe color is important when we're talking about integration. I don't know, maybe. Some of you like it, some of you don't. Okay, fine. I can't prove it. So then, Tosfos continues, and he says, "Umiu tema, im ayu regilim betalit shel tzemer dehidlo ayri krab otoshut savuot chelat mikol makom ayri betzavuot betzavah acher ki eichad edarshin and klach v'shirayim v'sirakin v'chut chelat have a tvei minod hidei michud epeshtan v'emkein lishnei achi dechimaktim lavan shel peshtan betalit tzemer litlan ba." So he says, right, Rashi, just the way Rashi gets around this whole sugya is by saying what? Oh, well, most begadim are lavan. And therefore, but what's Tosfos' question? But not everything is made of lavan. How can you assume that the Gemara is just talking about rov? There are other cases not like that, which he's not accounting for. That's his question in a nutshell. So he says, "Yesh lomar kevin dekra al karchem lo ayri b'tzavu tchelet, d'achtiv min kinaf, uktiv til tchelet." He says, the reason Rashi can assume that we're talking about a beged lavan is because most begadim are not tchelet. How do I know they're not tchelet?
Because it says so. Like
because the ptil is tchelet, which implies nothing else is tchelet.
Yeah.
Right? Alma tchelet lav min de knaf eve. And right, Rashi had already said that min knaf is about color. But that's not the ptil tchelet, because the ptil tchelet is only the ptil tchelet and not the chute lavan, not min knaf. And that's why Rashi is it. Mino tve lo chashim midi dava bichal min knaf de kram.
Question.
I want to take Vodiyesh Lafar to Tzviya Delav Mitzvah Lav Midehi, etc. The Sud Tanya the Kaman Tashit Chul Tchelis Kol Minyan Seven Potrin Ba Chutz Mikala Ilan Appears Bekunin Is Potrin Ba Lashem Lavan Dechevin Demin Knaf Lekel Yume In Lachalach Sor Acher Lavan El Shei Shiu Ba Shnei Min Mas Metalit Lavana By Lavan Vidach Brides Tanya Talis In Potrin Ba Lamina Appears Bekunin Is Aduma Yatal Ba Chute Aduma In Shnei Chut Tchelis Alma Tziva Garem Lufi Teres Visha Nicha Tziva Ave Chad Mina Bar Mit Tchelis Vishlom Edra Bar Nave Nami Yishlom Er Sham Binyan Acher. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos basically quotes, right, the different doubt that you could say that in fact you don't need it to be the same color, or that if you need it, it's only hit or miss. But Tosfos in general is less convinced of Rashi than Rashi that this is a fundamental halacha. And he says either it's not because the Gemara, right, and again, the reason over and over Tosfos doesn't want it to matter is because our Gemara seems to say it doesn't matter because Tziva Lav Gagarim. Rashi reinterprets it and Tziva Gagarim is about order. But Tosfos is right, thinks it might mean the color never matters. But in general, right, so Rashi and the Rambam are convinced. And this Tosfos goes back and forth. On whether we should read it that way, not read it that way, read it that way, like Hatchila because of Heder Mitzvah, or not. Let's look one more source just to show you the halacha, and then we'll polish this off. Now, according to both Tosfos and Rashi and the Rambam, is there any particular value in lavan?
It represents
in white.
It represents pure
in white, according to Rashi or Rambam or Tosfos.
Represents pure.
No. Right, no. Right, according to Rashi and Rambam, you're supposed to put midoraisa, presumably, not lavan, but the color of the baguette. Most of them might be white, but that's not fundamental, the fact that most are white. According to Tosfos, this halacha may not exist at all, and if it does, it only may be hidr mitzvah. Right, hidr mitzvah.
But would, right,
do either of them, one second, do either of them sound like lavan means dafka lavan?
No.
No. Right? Neither Rashi, nor Tosfos, nor Rambam. None of them. Right? None of them seem to think that it's about white. what we're still going to have to do is that there is one shita left here. So first, let's just look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh omrim shetzarech lasot hatzitzit mitzeva atalit v'amadaktim noagim kein. Stop! Yaakov, you're not in shir.
I want to be in your shir.
Some say that you have to do it, and the ones who are careful, meaning the ones who want to be machmir, like everyone, do it. Okay? Fine. Now, does it sound like Shulchan Aruch paskins that we make radin?
No.
No, not really, right? He says the people are careful, right? Make radin, he seems to not think that's even if you want to look at the whole analysis of the base, where he gets it from, that's the big source that I said. If you want to, you can look at the end of the base Yosef.
Every time I get a sheet, I don't have it.
It just gets cut off?
Oh, wait, no, wrong sheet.
Okay. But what we're going to have to do tomorrow is, or on Sunday, is understand the very bizarre following comment by the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Bahan Ashkenazim einogim lasatzitit rak levanim." The minhag Ashkenaz is only to make white. Af begadim tzvuim, even in colored clothes, ve'en l'shanot. And you should not change it. Now, where does that come from? Because that seems to be like absolutely nobody. Right? That seems like nobody, right? Rashi, Rambam, I think it has to be the same color as the baguette. Tosu says, either it doesn't matter, or it's hider mitzvah to make it the same color. But nobody seems to say that.
It should be
dafka white. So where does Rashi get, as there is the Ramah, get the notion that it's white no matter what, and that's the hider? So that's what we're going to have to understand on Sunday. Okay? Like I said, if you want to see more of the detailed summary of how the Beit Yosef gets to his thing, you can. I won't read it inside. I gave it to you. That's why I put it all the way at the end, so you wouldn't spend all the time reading it. I'll point out though that one of the reasons he postulates that way is that he's not convinced that the Rambam believes that you need to make tzitzis the same color as the beged. You'll say, isn't that what the Rambam said? And he says, no, maybe what the Rambam was really saying was, just make sure that if you have a beged kula tchelet, that it's not all tchelet. That was really what he was bothered by. Meaning, he's not, right, he focuses on that part of it, and he doesn't think that you really have to. He's not convinced you have to do that. He's just saying that you have to make it red. I don't know if that's a great read of the Rambam. He suggests this. And what he says is maybe what it means is that you're allowed to make it of that color, right? The way that he understands the Rambam is that possibly the Rambam means that you don't have to make it of the same color. It's just that if it's a beged tchelet, you're not allowed to. And that's what he's saying. Not if it's red, you have to make it red, but if it's red, you can make it red, unlike a beged shekula tchelet.
But you can't.
When you can't. Right, and that's part of why the Shulchan Aruch seems not to be convinced. I'm sorry. I take that back. The Beis Yosef himself doesn't understand the Rambam that way. He quotes the Maram Chaviv, who understands the Rambam that way. Okay, let me be very clear, okay? I take that back. He doesn't himself understand that way. He quotes the Maram Chaviv, who says it that way. And he says, the fires can't divide our Rambam. I'm not really sure why you would read the Rambam that way, right? The Beis Yosef himself doesn't understand it, what I was saying was the Maram Chaviv. And then he quotes that the I didn't give you all the Rishonim, but if you want, it's not just Tosfos, right? You had Tosfos who says maybe it's not a chiyuv and maybe it's a hider mitzvah. Other Rishonim just say there's no such halacha whatsoever. People like the Rashba and the Maria Buav, etc. And therefore his conclusion is that since Rashi and the Rambam say you should do it, so he thinks it's better to do it, but since the Rashba, Tosfos, etc. think that you don't have to, or maybe it's just a hider mitzvah, so you don't have to. And that's where the Beis Yosef came with his position, okay? But again, what I want to do tomorrow, or Sunday, is understand the very bizarre position of the Ramah, because like I said, the only two positions that seem to emerge from the main Shitan Rishonim are either you have to,
or
it's nice to do it, or you don't have to at all, right? Not,
only
love one. only white, right? Where you get that shita, which seems to go against all Rishonim.
In Hugshtas.
Okay, I'm not so fast to say that about the Ramah. We'll see where the Ramah gets it from, and then we'll do what I gave you the rest here. Is a brief survey of some of the post-game in terms of how this plays out, why it is that the minhag is mostly to have white begadim, where the black or the blue stripes in your tzitzis come from, if you have those, where all that stuff comes from, because that's all a function of this sugya.
I thought that was just on the tali.
Whatever, since it's the tallest gadol, right? V'chule. And that we'll see on this, and we'll... Those stripes, yeah, exactly. So we'll see that, and we'll finish that on Sunday.